Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Chris White with another exciting episode of Psychics Gone Wild, and Intuitive Chris White, actually. And I can take a moment and tell you about myself. I started studying the spiritual realm probably about 20 years ago, and I've just kind of moved through learning about my cards, started out with cards, started and studying psychology at the same time, and some different, read a lot of material, listened to a lot of stuff, and in the recent years, I've just moved more and more into it, and I have guides and angels that come and help me at times and talk to me, and as a matter of fact, I was thinking about my mom and dad today. They're passing on the other side, and I was thinking about them and just asking, kind of talking to myself in a sense. And all of a sudden, I felt the presence of my dad, and I was thinking about this one particular incident, and I went, "What did you tell me that for?" And he kind of laughed, and he went, "You know, I don't know why I told you that. That was kind of crazy." And we had this, like, I kind of went back and forth with him. And a funny thing, I got up and went to go into another room, and there was a card for an appointment that he had, a doctor's appointment card for 2 months. It was a 2 months before he died card that was in the restroom here. And I just walked in there to get some stuff, and there was no reason why it should even have been in there. I don't know how it got in there. I've never even seen this card for probably a year or so. So anyway, things like that happen, and I with me, and they happen to, you know, that's a synchronicity to me. You know, my dad was letting me know, yeah, I'm here, I'm supporting you, and anyway, that's enough about me. Tonight, I have a co-host with me, Angie Mitchell, and she's a tarot card reader also. And Angie, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I started reading the tarot cards probably about 4 years ago. I really got into starting things like Reiki, and I do that from people on occasion. I really do love the tarot cards, though. That is one of my passions.
Sweet, sweet. Well, yeah. We're here tonight, and it's Thanksgiving. That's what our programs are about this month, and so I guess I can start off and kind of talk some. We're going to do some readings, but we're also going to talk a little bit. We want to talk about what we're thankful for. And as I was kind of hanging out around the house, you know, that incident with my dad, you know, kind of I was going back in my history and kind of going, how did I get here? And that came up, and it just really made me thankful for my, You know, my dad and mom, when they were here on Earth, it was a little bit of a funky relationship between them, but it's been better since they went to the other side, because I feel their presence with me, and they talk to me, they help me, they kind of answer questions not only about that I ask them, but they help me with other people talking to them and stuff. But anyway, I got into it about 20 years reading the tarot cards and got into studying a lot of psychology. Also, moved into metaphysics, and actually really all along the way, I kind of been looking at spirituality and how it fit in the picture. And probably, about 10 years ago or so, I really started getting into spirituality. And now I have some guides and angels that hang out with me, and I read cards. I kind of I use tools sometimes. Sometimes I don't. And I guess I say all that just to say that's just so what I'm thankful for. And my mom and dad actually. I'm really thankful tonight that my mom and dad passed several years ago, and it was kind of a little bit of a traumatic year. And it's not only did my mom and dad pass, but I can go ahead and share this, I guess. I haven't really shared it, but I had cancer. I had five tumors in my throat that were removed out of my throat at the beginning of the year. And then right after that, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. She died 3 months later. And then right after that, 3 months later, my dad passed. And so after that, it just seemed like, you know, my mom and dad moved to the other side. And it actually was, you know, kind of like, I guess people get stressed when their parents pass. But for me, it was like, well, you know, I think I like this relationship with them better, with them being on the other side, because it's a little bit funner, and they get along. I get along with them better. And but
I have to giggle because I've heard that.
Well, it is really funny. I was thinking about this one particular situation with my dad late in sitting here today, and all of a sudden I felt my dad's presence, and I repeat myself, and I said something to him like, you know, what in the world did you tell me that for, Dad? That, you know, that just didn't make I'll be a little bit more specific. You know, your parents get to the point where they weren't going to tell you about the birds and the bees, and my dad just really bombed on that. And I was like, and he was he goes, you know, I don't know why I told you that. That was so stupid. He goes, me and your mother, you know, he goes, I don't know what to say, kind of, you know. And he goes, I guess my dad told me that. And that really clicked with me, because that's how, you know, our realities are formed. They tell it, we have these stories that, you know, our parents tell us. And then that's our reality, and then it goes in our subconscious, and we believe them, and that becomes us and our identity. And I am so grateful that actually after my mom and dad passed, I had been into spirituality, and was really, my whole life I've really looked at God, looked at truth, and I just wanted to know what this life and what this reality is about. And he has brought me to this point, and that was a crucial point when my parents died and went to the other side, was when I started feeling their presence around me. And I met Jethro. And being around Jethro really kind of brought all that I knew into focus and brought me into a more clear picture. And so my big thanks tonight is to Jethro and Psychics Gone Wild, and just the fact that I'm here tonight and I'm talking and I'm doing what I'm doing. I feel really blessed and thankful about that. And so, Angie, you got something you want to talk about being thankful for?
You know, honestly, Chris, it's those past experiences in our lives. It is really that has brought us forward, it each and every, you know, occurrence that has happened and each and everything that is, you know, where you think, oh my gosh, could anything more happen? It's just brought me closer to this. And I think my heart goes out just to everyone that has really brought me forward to this point that said, you know what, Angie, you can do this. You know, this is possible. This is, you know, this is what you were meant to do. And I didn't really realize that was even possible until I did meet Jethro, you know, and talk to him. And it was just amazing. I didn't know that people could do that, you know, that you could just, I don't even have words for it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, my whole life I felt like that, you know, we have this reality, this stuff we're seeing, but there's this stuff out there that we don't see. You know, our eyesight, we can only see up to, I think, 20,000 hertz. Don't quote me on that figure, there's stuff beyond. There's light. There's stuff beyond that,
right,
that I'm not seeing.
It wasn't just this loneliness and, you know, whatever that I was feeling at that point in time that I did have, you know, there were those helping hands that were on the other side that were there to help. And, you know, there were feelings. I mean, you ever get those, you know, when you just know that something's not right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that there's something that, like, you're all excited and you don't know why you're excited. You know.
I know.
Yeah.
And when,
people are like, oh, no, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about.
And those are the people that, you know, it's like when you, I like it when I talk to people that have their minds open. You know, and then when a person has his mind open, he can see those things, he can hear those things. I started say another metaphor for that was, you know, dogs can hear a dog whistle, but we can't. So there's just so much out there that you know, is there. And when you open your mind, for me it was just like opening my mind, and all of a sudden I start hearing things. You know,
yes, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, what is that? And
yes.
and if you start to notice the synchronicities of the things that happen, you know, especially if you start to write them down, go, this happened and this happened, and look at all how synchronistic they are. You have to look at that and go, you know, I'm being blessed somehow by something I need to look at. I need to understand. And I'm, you know, at this point, I'm understanding, and it's also, you know, I'm really thankful God's put me in this position to talk with other people and help them understand. And, yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And so, shout out to Psychics Gone Wild and Jethro and just everybody in the group.
Oh, all the way. Everybody in the group is just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all there to help, and they're, I mean, right behind each other 100% to know that kind of, you know, you have that kind of support and positive and, you know, light behind people is just amazing. So I'm thankful for the whole entire group, to be honest.
Yes, exactly. Well, you ready to take a caller here?
Yeah, let's take a caller.
Go on. Okay. We're going to take 916.
Hi, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Ah, sweet name.
Thank you. Bless you, love. Well,
yeah.
I'm 63, and I lost my job of 15 years wrongfully on January 3rd. I must get employment immediately. Technically, I am hired for health insurance starting in about 10 days, but it would be very difficult for me transportation-wise. It would be about an hour and 40 minutes each way with walking in the train and the bus. So there is a credit union that I've been wanting to work for. I applied twice before, and I was not hired. I went to a job fair, and I spoke to Stacy very politely, introduced myself, and I said, is it okay if I continue to apply? And she said yes. So I got information about this credit union hiring, and I really pushed, and I spoke to the temp agency today, and I have an appointment tomorrow at 2 with Joseph. And so I pray that they hire me. I don't know why she hasn't hired me before, but maybe through this temp agency I might have a chance. Do both of you see me getting hired soon and keeping the job, I hope?
Well, when I pull some cards on that, and that are you? I pulled the spiritual strength card. It seems you do have some spiritual, and it's a that you, and I'm seeing purple color. It's a purple colored card. And that to me would indicate that you do have spiritual strength in that area. And the second card I pulled was the shadow card. And I would look at that card. And I mean, the third card I pulled was a destiny card, but looking at all three of them together, and I would say it's going to depend on the interview, but this destiny card is telling me, you know, you're destined to get a job, even if you don't get this one. As a matter of fact, my guides right now are saying you will get one soon. But I would say the shadow card would be about just be positive and kind of lean into some of your spiritual strength and on your interviews. And I'm seeing that in this story, and my guys are saying, yeah, you're going to get a job soon. But, you know, persevere and lean into that spiritual strength. And it's almost a manifestation thing, you know. Believe and affirm that you're going to get a job and know that you're going to get it. And don't let, you know, any sort of don't let your mind tell you you're not. You know, just don't listen to it. And does that resonate at all with you, or?
Well, you're right. I'm a very extremely spiritual, very kind person, a lot of empathy, and I'm a humanitarian. Technically, I have a job starting, you know, but I'm afraid that would be physically make me sick with all that transportation every day. And so this job at the credit union, you said during the interview, you mean the interview with the gentleman that I'm going to meet with, Joseph?
Yes. I think that's what this middle card's about, the shadow card, is that you don't let your mind, you know, go in there positive, knowing you're going to get it. And I'm to tell you the truth, though, Michael is saying he's going to give you one or the other, and this shadow card is kind of like I'm going to have to say it really is to me. He's saying you're going to get a job. I'm not sure about the one tomorrow, but if you have a good interview and you can lean into that spiritual strength, then I think you could get it.
Well, Stacy will hear about me applying. Will she allow me to proceed, or would she stop things?
Okay. And you said who now?
Stacy is the head recruiter at the credit union. The name of the credit union starts with the first word of golden. I was very professional and soft-spoken when I met her, and I smiled at her, and I just said, you know, I've applied a few times. Is it okay with you if I continue to apply? And she said, yes. So it's not like I'm trying to push, you know, where I'm not supposed to go.
Yeah, okay. That when you first said that, I got a definite yes from Michael. Michael said, yes, Stacy isn't going to get in your way. She's going to try and help you. Let me pass this to Angie. I'm spending a little bit. Let me pass this to Angie and see what – Angie, what are you getting on it?
Yeah, and Chris, looking at what I pulled, I really see – I mean, Wendy, you're a very smart lady. You're very, very you know, if you keep your wits about you, don't let any – I mean, I know that this is kind of an anxious time for you.
Yes.
And it's really pressing, but I really want you to just take a deep breath, slow your thoughts down, and just think about this here, okay? I don't want you to get too overwhelmed, okay? And I want you to just slow down and really put your energy into what you really need.
Yes, I will. Okay. And I want both of you to know that I do well with face-to-face interviews. I will be an actress. I will be professional. I'll be very together. And I will do research on the company, and I'll be ready for almost any question. I did well in the telephone interview that I had about an hour ago. And I think he was impressed. And he said, well, are you available tomorrow? And I said, yes. And he said, how about two? And I said, I'll make this my priority. So I gave him all the right answers. And I appreciate both of you. For the gentleman that was talking to me just a moment ago, I'm not sure, did you say that Stacy will stand in my way or she'll help me?
No, she's not. When you start talking about her, I got an immediate. She's on your side. She wants to help you, and
yeah.
And so I think I personally, I'm getting, you know, I'm an empath and I have feelings, and I also see, but my empath is my strongest one. I'm feeling it will be positive for you tomorrow, and Michael's saying it might be a positive interview. They may not contact you back right away for the job, but I'm feeling like you're going to get the job. You know, with
oh, wonderful.
With them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to let both of you know, the training starts December 1st or 2nd. So, do you see me in that class and lasting with the company?
That's what I'm picking up. See, that fit right in with what I just told you. That's, you know, they take their time calling you back a lot of times, and so they might not call you back right away. But you know, yes, December 1st, that fits right in with the story I'm seeing with my cards. So.
And how long do you see me working for the Golden One Credit Union?
Well, I was just shown five years.
You know,
and
what? That would be a gift. That will be a gift. So you see me in this class.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you said that, that's what I heard from.
Okay.
You know.
And Angie, I think you're wonderful
mm-hmm.
too. And do you see the same thing?
Thank you, sweetie. I do. I really think that this is going to be a positive thing for you. I just want you to take a really deep breath and just kind of slow down when you're doing this, okay? I mean, just really keep positive and really just let them go in there. And you know what I mean? I want you to just keep your wits about you when you're doing this, okay?
I will. I will be really good on the interview. I'm very self-confident. And I do want to tell you that both of my beloved parents are in heaven. And when I pass on my tombstone, it's going to read, I believe in love because of my beloved parents.
Oh, that's
sweet.
So sweet.
That's, yes. And
oh,
you know,
I love it.
You can come back and help your children, you know, and visit them, you know, and the people, your friends. And too, when
you can tell
on,
them
so.
Silly stories.
I don't have any children. I wanted to, and I'm all alone. So it's critical that I get a job right away. And to work 5 years for the Golden One Credit Union would be a gift from God.
Yeah. Well, that's the number I saw.
Oh,
I, you know, I just see things kind of come into my mind, you know, when people say things,
okay.
And I saw it right away. So we need to move on to another caller, or actually, we need to take a break here. So and do some commercials. So, Wendy, I enjoy talking to you.
Well,
yeah,
bless you
thank
both.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you. It was wonderful meeting the two of you.
Okay. And you have a good night.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we need to promote some stuff here. You know, Blue Moon Treasures, if you want to go there, and I'm going to run a commercial here. It's if you go to www.jethrosmith.net, that's where Blue Moon Treasures is at, and I'm going to play a commercial for them. They're sponsoring us, so we'll be back in just a minute.
What is in the stars for you? How can astrology help you in every aspect of your life? What does the time of your birth reveal about you? With over 1,000 publications on hundreds of astrological subjects from different cultures and pertinent to an infinite variety of aspects, some only a few dollars, but all very reasonably priced, what are you waiting for? Go to www.bluemoonnow.net and browse the comprehensive selection from the noted authors and astrologers from around the world. Click on the video section for hundreds of videos you can watch and learn from for free. Embrace your authentic self. Learn how you chose this time to be born and what it means for you. Free readings are also available. Empower yourself by visiting www.bluemoonnow.net, astrology and psychic store today. That's B-L-U-E. MOONNOW.net. They are powered by Amazon, the world's most trusted seller, and happily sponsor Psychics Gone Wild.
All right. So, also, if you want to book a reading with Jethro Smith, who's in charge of Psychics Gone Wild, you can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and book your reading. And he's an excellent reader, and he is extremely accurate. You can go there. And I think he has a review site there. I know. I just know from the people I've talked to, he's extremely accurate. He's up there with some of the major players in the field. So, at any rate, you know what, Angie, I said that to Wendy, but, I'm sitting here thinking when I come back, I mean, when I die, who is it I want to come back and who will be open to help, you know, for me to come back? I mean, do your kids know, are they open to what you're doing? And
you know, they are so exciting. My daughter loves it, and I'm actually teaching her how to read the tarot cards. She has her own set, and she sits down with me every night and does her own little spread.
That is so sweet. I can say I wish. It would be sweet if someone would have started doing that with me, you know, right away, you know, because I could have been further along. But I'm happy where I'm at. You know, we all have our destinies, and God puts things in our life, puts people in our lives. I'm happy right now. I'm extremely happy, and He's put a lot of weird situations in my life, but I think those were part of the journey, and I'm thankful for those, because I probably wouldn't have sprang me into action to look for the truth even more diligently if that hadn't happened.
Isn't that the truth? I've definitely used my share of divination tools myself, and I have to say that the cards are by far my favorite, just because of the positive energy that you can flow through.
Yeah. What other kind of tools do you use?
I've used the pendulum, which I actually like doing. That one was pretty good. I've used the Ouija board. That one got a little hairy.
Yeah, we all have to try that once. So.
Yep, we all have to try it once or twice, maybe, if you don't learn the first time, right?
it can be a little tricky. You have to know about magic to do that. So.
You do. Yes, you do. Yeah. nobody told me that when I decided to pick
it up. I know.
Like,
you kind of move into a realm where there's positive and negative entities. I kind of myself like to stay in, I've studied so much manifestation, I kind of like to stay with a positive charge on, you know, everything that's happening to me. But at times you have to deal with that stuff. So, but I'm not sure I would try the Ouija board. But for more experienced people, if it works for them, great.
Yeah, I think for more experienced people, it probably does work very, very well, and it's actually a very positive experience.
Yes.
But I think that if you don't know, then yeah, it can be a little scary.
It can be a little scary. Actually, if you know someone that knows about magic, we've had people on the program here that have talked about that and talked about There's some white magic you can do, and Patty Negre described a thing where you can do and write down all the things that you want, you know, and have like a little ceremony, and she described how to fold the note, and I'm losing track of everything she said because, you know, but. I'm giving that as an illustration, though, that there's little magic things that you can do that can bring some magic into your life. As a matter of fact, it's just like affirmations, you know, and writing down affirmations,
yeah.
Repeating them. It would be good if people could write down their affirmations. I'm getting into my manifestation stuff here. If they could get into their write down affirmations, but then it's important to write down the synchronicities when you see those things happening, and so you can start to see, oh wow, this really is working, these affirmations, and say them in the say them. Don't say I wish, you know, I'm hoping or I'm wishing. I'd say them like thank God or thank the field or whatever you want to call it. Go thank you for this and feel passion when you're doing it, and then and then write those things down and keep a journal. And Matt, you know, and that within itself is a form, you know, like magic, bring it to you, manifestation.
Yeah.
But, exactly. Okay, you want to take another caller here?
Let's take another caller.
Okay, we're going to take 631.
Hello.
Hi there. So what's your name?
My name is Suzanne, and I was interested in what you see, if you see me moving in December, and what you see for my love life.
Okay. Well, the first card I pulled was Rejoice and Celebration. But the second card I pulled was The Waiting Game. And the third one I pulled was Power. And you're wanting to know about a couple of months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you moving for a job or?
No, I have a job.
So, and I'm picking up your company's wanting to move.
No, it has nothing to do with work.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I would say looking at my cards and looking at the story, I would say, and I've just been shown the number four. Now, the last card being a power card, that's a strong card. And what my guides are telling me that you may have to wait a little bit longer than 2 months, but it will be for your good, and that you'll receive more power in whatever you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
And I'm. Do you want to give us any more information about, or you just want?
Well, if I don't move by the end of December, then I have to stay where I am for another year.
Okay. Well, my middle card is the waiting game. Angie, do you have any input on that?
You know, what I'm pulling here is that she's going to see change. I mean, you're going to get that relationship, but you're going to have to wait for it. And I know that you probably want that sooner, but I'm just afraid that if you try to if you push for it, it's just going to push it back further. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not pushing. I'm not doing anything.
Okay. I would love for this to come for you sooner, but I just think that this is just going to be a little further off than what you want.
What's a little further off?
The relationship. So the change in your love life is just going to be a little further along.
Like when?
I'd love to give you a specific time. I just think that it's going to take longer than, it's going to take longer than that few months.
Okay.
I'm seeing the waiting game. And my guys are kind of holding off on giving a number. I'm thinking I'm seeing 4 to 6, but you said if you don't move by December, you're gonna be here for a year. So, if that's the case, then it may be a year.
Well, I hope that's not a year for a relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, when you were talking to me, I thought we were talking to be about moving. Is moving
both
tied in with the relationship? Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the relationship. If I don't sign a lease, you got to sign it for another year. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see how it's tied in. Okay, I'm seeing the waiting game, and if it's I don't think it's going to happen by December.
Okay.
And so we're gonna have to move on.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Not a problem.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Okay. I was definitely feeling time there. I definitely was feeling time. Were you? Seemed like you were feeling that too, Angie. I was.
I mean, I wasn't getting anything as far as a deadline or anything. I mean, it was just kind of like out there.
Yeah, sometimes those type of readings are a little bit hard to read because she was one, you know, I wish I could have told her, yes, you're going to get what you want. But sometimes, you know, we have, you know, things happen for a reason. And,
yes, they do.
And it's for, most of the time, it's for the embetterment of what we're doing. And so I'm going to do another commercial. And this is for the Psychic Store. And this is a Linda Irwin song. And we'll be back in just a minute.
What you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal-related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
Okay, and here we are back, and you know what, I'm just realizing we need to be asking people what they're thankful for. Help me remember that, Angie.
Yeah, we've been talking about what we've been thankful for, and we haven't been asking.
We need to ask people what they're thankful for, and so I'm going to take 253, and we'll see what 253 has to be thankful for. Okay, 253, are you there?
Hello.
This is Psychic Scott Wild. Good. And what's your name?
My name's Becky.
Hey, Becky. So tell me, what do you have to be thankful for before we go into the question?
I'm thankful that I wake up every morning, that I have another day to live.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I think we all have a mission here, and we all have a destiny, and that's good to hear, Becky. That is real sweet. And so, do you have a question you want to ask us? Or?
Health. It's on health. I've been having some issues, and I just want to know, is it going to get better soon? And it's with the gastral, you know, acid reflux stuff.
Yes. Okay. Boy, this is a story. You want to go first, Angie?
It is, isn't it? Actually, Chris, I'll let you go first. I pulled up some weird ones here.
Then you and me did the same thing. I'm like, you know, let me look at these things.
Give me just a second here.
I'm putting my pendulum over, going, what's going on? okay, I just asked my guys, and they said yes, it's going to be getting better without my cards. My cards, I'll tell you the cards I pulled up. I pulled, the first one was Rest and Rejuvenate.
Okay.
And so that fits right in with, I would say, you know, to, you know, the Rest and Rejuvenate is going to help you. I don't know if you're a person who's, you know, likes to do a lot and go out a lot.
I don't like to sit down. I hate sitting down.
Yeah. Well, this card's saying take better care of your body, you know, and try and slow down a little bit. And the second card I pulled up was the awareness card, and you know, you're definitely aware. The awareness card, now that I've said that to you and I'm looking at them, is kind of bouncing back to my first card, Rest and Rejuvenate, and saying, you know, be aware of what you're doing, and that, you know, and I'm also getting some stuff from my guys and angels, and they're saying that have you been going to a doctor? They're saying look at some holistic things too.
That's what I've been doing. Well, I went to one, a naturopath and everything, and so I'm right now drinking like aloe vera and stuff because I know that does help soothe and heal, you know, the esophageal, you know, issues and stuff.
Yeah, I would say get on the internet and look and try as many. I want to say with me, you know, it's like try as many things as you can, but, you know, try some more holistic stuff, try some different things. And this last card I pulled up, I'm going to go ahead and share it with you because, you know, I pulled it up and my pendulum said yes on it, but it said discontent and boredom. But that I look at that, and that plays again back into the first card that says rest and rejuvenate, because this is going to be discontent and boredom for you to try and slow down and rest and give your body a chance to repair itself. And you know, become aware of some more naturalistic, holistic things you can take. Rest and rejuvenate, but it's probably going to be a little. It's going to be a little boring. And
right.
Okay.
I just don't have. I hate to say this. I don't have time. I do, but I'm really getting into being like, I love being outdoors and hiking and stuff. You know, we just had a huge big windstorm. You know, in Washington State, but you know something, I was still out hiking in the middle of it.
Okay, because, yeah, I'm just, I mean, really, I'd like to see what Chris drew, because I think that we're drawing, I mean, we seriously drew the same thing.
Okay.
When I looked at this, so I was
just
completely confused.
I
think that you really need to slow down a little bit.
Okay.
And you need to really listen to your body.
Right.
Okay, so you're on the right direction.
I knew something was up. And, I mean, I called the doctor. I don't like going to the doctor, but I know something's up, and that's why, you know.
Okay.
So I am listening to my body.
Okay, good. Listen to your body, okay? But I don't want you to rely strictly on what the doctor is going to tell you.
The doctor said. Okay.
Okay. I'm just speaking. I work with doctors.
Right.
To say the truth. Okay. But I really just, I mean, from looking at the cards here, I really want you to take a step back, slow it down, just a smidgen, okay?
Okay.
Just slow it down. Listen to your body a little bit more, and I want you to try the holistic. I mean, just there's something there. You need to tweak it just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I can do it.
And you can do this. You're on the right track.
Right.
You are.
So,
you're on the right track, but I don't want you to just rely on, you know, what
the
doctor just
tells
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah, and I, you know something, if I can interject too, I'm looking at this awareness card, and my guides are telling me, you know, be aware too that your body can heal itself, and you know, kind of tweak it back a little bit, but also be aware when you're doing the holistic stuff and you're doing anything, our bodies have everything inside of us to heal us. And we can heal ourselves when we can believe. So I'm just saying all that to say to believe that this is going to be healed, you know, and affirm
right.
it, and just know it's going to be healed, and it will be healed. And
is this
going to
be a long process? I mean, is it going to, or if I do what I'm supposed to do, and start stepping back, will it heal like before December?
I don't know if it'll heal before December. I'm getting like the first of the year is what I'm.
But it'll
no,
start healing. It'll start the process.
It will start the process. But I know what you're thinking. It's Christmas. Party time. You know, I want to go out there and go to the parties. I want to have some fun. And so you know, go to the parties, but you know, tweak it back a little bit. Maybe
I'm
not.
I'm too old to go to the parties. No, are you kidding?
She's thankful for Christmas candy.
Huh?
I said you're thankful for Christmas candy.
No, actually, I'm just doing a whole new thing in my life. You know, it's just like I want to. Mm-hmm. I'm exercising, and you know, it's a totally different outlook on life. I want to be healthy.
It's good.
Also.
That's good. Just
turn it in. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Right,
enjoy talking
you.
To you.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. That's, you know, anytime you get into something new and you have, it's hard when you get into. For me, I'm finding it hard at times doing what I'm doing when I'm passionate about something, you know, to tweak it back. That's
mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I almost feel like I'm disconnecting or something, you know. And so it's
all or
so
nothing,
can,
right?
Yeah, it's like I want to keep going because if I don't keep going, I'll fall off the swing or something, or I'll disconnect. So what can I
yep.
say? Anyway, did we ask her what she was thankful about? Okay, let's take, you know, we got 7 minutes left. Let's take one more caller. Listen, so
oh,
we can
yeah.
ask her what they're thankful about. Okay. Hello, 617.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Yeah, what's
your name?
How are
you
doing?
I'm Trina.
What now?
Hello? It's Trina?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Trina?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. What are you thankful for, Trina?
I'm thankful for my health.
Yes.
That's a great one to be thankful for. I'll tell you what. I've had cancer, and they got rid of the tumors, and I'm cured now, they say.
Yeah, that's a blessing for you.
Yes.
God bless you all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. As a matter of fact, my weight's returned, and I'm healthy, and a lot of my strength has returned. So I'm real thankful for that. But we're talking to you, and that's just one threw that in there. Health is a great thing to be thankful for. There's a lot of people that that you know struggle with that. So
right.
did you have a question for us?
Yeah. I'm going to trouble with my housing authority. Do you see me getting evicted and moving to Georgia?
Okay. You're thinking about moving to Georgia?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Okay, I pulled some good cards on this. I'll just read them across. The first one was the Triumph card. Really good card. Means you're going to be triumphant for whatever reason you're moving. And the Victory and Success was the second card. Now, the last card was the Patience card. So me looking at the story of these cards would be, yes, I think you're going to be triumphant and victorious and successful. And my guides, for some reason, gave me a positive hit on the move to Georgia. But the Patience card is telling me you might have to be patient a little bit. It might not happen as quickly as you think. Is that resonated all with you?
Yeah, so you're saying it might happen next year sometime, in other words. Maybe not.
Yeah, that is when you said that, yeah, I got a real positive hit with that. That's I would say yes.
Trina,
do you
want to move?
Not really. I was just wondering.
Okay.
I want to and I don't.
Because I'm getting a move as well.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm getting a move as well.
So you see me moving next month or the month after? December, January?
I'm seeing next year because I pulled the Patience card.
Okay.
Okay. My guides are telling me though it's going to be a positive thing for you. It's going to be positive when it happens, but you'll have to be a little patient. But there'll be triumph and victory and success with this. And the minute I flip these cards over, I got positive hits from all of them. So I think that's what the story is. And,
that's a blessing, news.
Okay. Okay.
It'll be a blessing.
And we've, we have got 3 minutes left, Trina. So,
you see anything about my relationship?
Okay. I'm getting there's a little bit of I pulled the mental conflict first. Or is your relationship okay?
It's a little rocky, but it's okay.
I'm seeing a little bit more of the story. There's a little bit of not knowingness, kind of riding the line there a little bit with that, and that's playing into why you're wanting to move. Is that true or?
No, I want my relationship to work. I'm wondering.
Yeah, it's. Well, I got a positive hit on the move, and. And I ask you that question, so it's not playing into your relationship. But I got a positive hit on the move, but I did get some mental conflict with your relationship. We're getting ready to go off the air in 60 seconds. So the second card I pulled was Prosperity Begins, and the third card was Truth. So I think it's going to be prosperous, whatever happens, and you're going to see the truth at some place here. And it will reveal, the truth when it is revealed will help you make a decision about moving. Okay?
Also, my relationship is going to evolve out, should I move or not?
The relationship will play into whether you're going to move or not, yes.
Okay.
We're getting ready. Yeah, we're going off the air in just a second here, so we're going to have to let you go.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay,
you
God can. Bless you. Yeah,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're getting ready to go off. Just want to say thanks to everybody. Thanks to Psychics Gone Wild. We are wildly crazy thankful. Goodbye.